To be present, we must be intentional, and to bear fruit, we must feed the soul. You're listening to Pod Sip and Ponder. But yeah, today we really wanted to have a more free-flowing type of episode. We were going to have something planned, like we're still going to talk about, you know, what's been going on. It's more of a catch-up. And also, we thought of bringing out some of our, you guys know, the best self deeper talk cards, where it's a conversational card deck with all different types of topics, where we're able to dig deep. And it's perfect on this rainy day. We just had ramen made by Kelsey. Our personal chef. but yeah. How are you, Mary?
I am. I'm tired.
I'm hip.
So, TBH, we just came from work.
Yeah, we both did. Actually, I wanted to change the setup because it's been a while since I've seen Mary. And I think when we're at the other setup, it's a little bit too formal. And I just wanted to be with close friends today and just to vibe out.
If you guys don't know, we have our Reflect With Us session that we started with our emailing list members. Yay! If you guys want to be part of the information that we send out to our email list, you should definitely check the link in our bio to be added onto there, so you guys can also come with us to reflect every single month. Mm-hmm. Yeah, our first one is actually pretty good, despite only a few people, but it was definitely meaningful conversations that we had with the people that came out on our first session. Yes,
absolutely. And it was my first Monday back since I came back from California, Northern California. If you guys follow me on Instagram, you can kind of see what was going on within those tweaks there. It was a great trip. And then I was telling Mary this, like, I was dreading coming back home, not because I didn't miss anybody or anything or dislike home, but I know that once I come home, it's gonna go back into the busy life reality. But I think, you know, with your travels, like, we don't want to set the expectation that it's gonna be a getaway, because you're eventually gonna come back home anyways. So I try to change my mindset and just be like, you know, whatever is thrown at me, whatever I have learned within my break or my vacation, I want to carry it back home. So the Reflect With Us was so timely for me personally, seeing Mary, seeing all my other good friends, us just really doing what we've always been doing, which is talking about life, having some accountability. And I learned a lot from you guys just in sharing about your personal stories and your goals and what you're looking forward to. It definitely gave me a new refresh, like, perspective on, you know, on things, and it motivated me, honestly, after that day.
No, same. It was, again, what Pauline said, it was nice to see different perspectives, mm-hmm, from different people, especially people that I know of, but yeah, I don't know all about them or enough. Mm-hmm. But after that little session, I felt I felt like a better connection with that person and saw a lot of stuff that we were similar with. Mm-hmm. So I had more to relate with the prompts that we were talking about. With the whole, I like the one when we were saying, like, how grateful we were. Like,
starting with gratitude.
Yeah. So that was actually a really great question.
Yeah, I think it's needed for everyone, mm-hmm, honestly. Like, when you're in the midst of busyness, in the midst of, you know, going with your 9-to-5 and doing your daily task and all of your activities that you're doing, it can be a lot. And it's so important to take a moment to just pause, because you get so in your head when you're by yourself too much or get too occupied with outside stuff. So it's nice to be able to be in a safe place with other people. So if you're interested and you're in the DMV area, we're really testing this out. I mean, the first one was great. Yeah. And I think if we got a little bit more responses from you guys, it will give us more of an idea of which spots to kind of hit so we can plan accordingly. This is only once a month, so we can definitely be flexible depending on who wants to join us. So I'm excited.
Yes. Yeah. We post a lot of stuff in our email.
Yeah, so, Mary does. Know. She's the best. Yeah, please keep an eye out for those updates on our email list. And you get some exclusive stuff too, or we're gonna try to give you some exclusive stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When do you feel most vulnerable? LOL.
Wait, I've heard this question before.
That's so funny, because I'm experiencing a lot of having to be vulnerable, and I thought I knew what being vulnerable, what that was, and I do, of course, and that's my whole brand, really. But I feel like I'm experiencing a whole new level of it, which involves a lot of sacrificing and getting rid of my ego, getting rid of thoughts of what people will think about me, and accepting the fact that, you know, whatever decision that I make, if I know that it's leading to growth and the benefit of others, and all the other things that are very important to me, the core values, I'm going to have to accept that not everyone will agree with me. And it's very hard for me to think about disappointing somebody. Right. And so I won't go in too much in detail right now. I feel like later down the road I will, but I will say that I am in a very vulnerable spot right now, and it's been I've had a lot of anxiety around it, but overall, I'm so excited for what's to come. But that will take a whole new level of, you know, stepping out of my comfort zone. And I think that's one of the hardest things, but I think I always say this, and you guys know this, vulnerability is a great strength, and I'm excited to achieve that new level of strength that I didn't know that I could achieve. It takes time. There are things that I see coming that I don't believe in for myself. Like, you know, I don't have the confidence I wish I had, but I know that comes eventually. And so I think the time that I'm most vulnerable is when it's getting rid of ego, and when sometimes you're gonna have to be wrong sometimes for you to grow, you know? So yeah, what about you?
Oh my God, I was thinking about it. When you say vulnerable, is it like, how do you find
I would vulnerable? Say not necessarily where you will feel super exposed or weak. It's more like it speaks to you so deeply that it may cause you to feel uncomfortable, but that it could be a good uncomfortable where it's like it's leading you to greater things and bigger things. Or it could be vulnerable where you are being exposed because it may be something that you haven't really confronted. It may require you to be vulnerable to others and be honest about your own weaknesses. But I always believe that there's a great strength in being vulnerable with others because it encourages other people too. So I think that's kind of the idea of what I get from being vulnerable.
I don't know if this is right. Probably when I would feel vulnerable is when I guess there's certain things that I look over, but I sometimes think that it's not a big deal, but it's like, I know I can change it. But then once someone realizes, I don't know, once someone sees it and then they say it to me, I'm like, dang, I could have like done something. Is that considered something?
Yeah, vulnerable? Yeah. When you, I guess constructive criticism can definitely cause us to be vulnerable. And also like, it exposes like our reactions to things, and that also reveals our fears.
Mm-hmm.
So underlining, you know, moments of being vulnerable could also reveal our deepest fears. Like, you know what I mean? Like for example, if If I have a deep, deep fear of losing somebody, that would require me to be open to them about that. Otherwise, I'd always have that fear. You know what I mean? But if I wanted to get over that fear, you know, I would have to talk to them about it, process it, and be like, and sometimes, like, once you're vulnerable, you're like, oh, wait, I was just tripping. Like, it wasn't that deep. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's what fear does. Like, fear keeps us from being vulnerable, which I'm not saying to open up about your life, like, to everyone. Mm-hmm. But you got to be honest with yourself sometimes. So I think that's when you're vulnerable, when you have to be super honest with yourself. And that's what's crazy. What was crazy about my trip. I was off grid for my second week in Northern California.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the people there, and it was so true, told me in the beginning before, you know, the whole week started, was it's impossible to not be honest where we went. Like, it was so hard to even lie about something about yourself, or even hide or create like a facade about yourself, or like to present yourself in a certain way. It's like, it was impossible because there was nothing that was distracting you there.
Then
you know what I mean, because like social media can cause you to act a certain way, people, coworkers, you know what I mean, but there it's just you and some trees
and nature,
and nature, like, and you can't lie to nature, like, you know what I mean. So yeah, can you hear the storm? I mean, it's nice.
It is
ambience.
Storming.
Yeah.
Oh my god,
that's some good
I didn't
ambience.
Know I thought you were joking. I don't have an umbrella.
It's okay, we'll walk you to your car.
This one says, what song best defines your life?
Oh wow,
what, hold on,
that's,
I have
cute.
To
think.
The Climb by Miley Cyrus.
Okay. Sample.
Zion's gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Okay, that's it. But I think, I don't know. Oh,
that's a good one.
That's the first song that I thought about.
For sure.
The whole, like, there's always gonna be another mountain. Like, I don't, it like reminded me how there's gonna be like other opportunities even when you're down. If you're feeling like you or your skills aren't as great, but in the future there's something that'll give you some light and show that you're like worth it, you're there, like somebody out there will be like seeing you as like something bigger.
Yeah,
if that makes sense.
Well, for sure. Yeah. That's a powerful song. I mean, I always love singing that song in karaoke, so don't blame you.
How about you?
I think for me, it would be, it's most likely probably a Tori Kelly song. And it's not like a song that I find myself singing all the time. It's like,
Tori.
But the lyrics, the overall theme of like Tori Kelly and like what she's always stood by and keeping her core values, you know, a lot of her songs talk about like, you know, she never compromised never compromised herself in the industry. For the sake of fame. And so she really just stood by, you know, what she believed in and stayed as authentic as she could. And the only one who truly knows her worth is her and God. And so I think I stand by her. I forgot which song it was.
Is it an old song or was it like a recent
It was something
album?
About like, oh, God made me sexy, I don't care if only I know.
Oh, Unbreakable Smile.
Yes, Unbreakable Smile. And yeah, I just love what that song kind of symbolizes and highlights about just being yourself and feeling comfortable with yourself, not needing to feel like you need to please anybody for the sake of views or all that. So I love that.
Slay.
We love Tori. We love this new era.
I love Tori. Come to Tori. DC. What are you
Please.
Doing, Tori? Come on now.
Come on. Which friend would you call to help you bury the body and why? I'm not even going to try to ask what I did or what they did.
What?
This is just hypothetically in a movie, I'm assuming. I would never do this in general.
We don't condone this action, but
what?
I can't.
That was so funny. Because, like, I mean, I'm sure some of you would be like, oh, it has to be Mary. I'm like, no, it can't be Mary, because Mary would be literally so anxious. And I already know how she would respond. She's like, oh, my gosh, Pauline.
She's like, you're joking, right?
It's... Pauline, no, I don't I'm sure. know. So sure. I can't say that. Maybe Bailey, because she's far more, I don't know, even bold and, like, courageous to do crazy stuff like that. So I would say Bailey, and some of you guys know her from my podcast, but yeah. And she would know a good spot to hide it.
Oh, no. What? Ayo, Bailey.
She knows every, like, national park. And, yo. You know national parks have some bodies around there, so yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It would never happen, guys. That's not me. What about you?
Oh, my God. You know what's crazy? I think... it would be, I can't say Muck because he's just gonna, like, I feel like if we do the deed, he's just gonna be making us laugh the entire time.
Oh my god!
And, like, leave a piece behind. I already know.
Oh my god!
But I think, I would say then Daniel. he'd be so nonchalant. He's like, oh, okay, I got you. I know a place. I'm like, oh, what?
I know.
You've done this before? Yeah. I don't know. He seems like a guy to, like, just know things.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he knows a lot. And I'm like, he might know something about dead bodies.
That's true. And I feel like he's not the type to, like, waste time in, like, making a big deal out of it. Just get it done.
Just like, okay, hurry up, let's go. I'm like, oh, yeah, all right.
Yeah, because I feel like those who really care, I mean, not to say that Bailey doesn't care about me, but, like, you know, those who are, like, more anxious about stuff like that and who can't lie for their life, I feel like for the entire trip going there, they just make me feel guilty even more, but I don't need that. I just need to finish the deed.
I know, finish the deed and just go.
Get out, yeah.
That is so funny. Kelsey, why did you choose that one?
I don't even want to think about that.
This one says, what does it mean to be human?
Oh.
I would say for me...
good question.
I don't know. Just... I think what it means to be human is to... I don't know. Just be here. Be present. Mm. Just enjoy it. Just enjoy your time here with all, like, even if, like, work and, like, your hobbies are a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think just being, like, just alive during this century, just in enjoying it, mm-hmm. see what the world gives you, yeah. just to be human, be here.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
That's good. I think that's a good question. I always believe, I mean, there's, like, a, I don't even know if theory is the right word or, like, a belief or whatever, but people say that we are souls having some people say that we are souls having a human experience, and I love that perspective. Ooh. Because obviously our flesh, like, our life here is very, it's temporary and it's short, and we don't know, life is uncertain. But beyond that, for those who believe it, like, I believe our body is beyond just flesh and bone. Like, we have a spirit, and we are having the human experience here on Earth. And the human experience, if you were to go into that, that's trials, that's triumph, there's successes, there's birthdays, there's anniversaries, there's, you know, losses, and that's the human experience. And we can't say that it's always positive all the time, but it's because of that where we're able to go through those different moments in our life. That's what makes us human, because, like, we could have been an ant, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. We could have been, you know, I always look at birds, I'm like, they're not worrying about bills or anything, but, like, you know, I sometimes I'm like, I'm grateful that we get to experience stuff like this, you know. And obviously, we're more privileged than some, and we have different circumstances with everybody, but to some level, I think everyone has experienced the really bad, but to experience something really good, you have to go through the bad, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
I think that's what it means to be human, just to learn, just, like, I think it's the journey of like learning your purpose and the little things, you know, that are really, really important about you discovering that. So I think that's what it is. If you could only hold onto 5 physical items, what would you keep and why? Ooh, just 5. Okay.
Oh my God.
All right, minimal. Jeez. Okay. For sure, journal. Is journal and pen, is that already 2? I don't know who made the rules.
what would you consider, Kels?
Yeah, that would be 2.
I would say that's.
Bruh.
Dang!
Bruh.
I'm gonna write in my thoughts. Wait, where am I? Like, is it the apocalypse or what?
I think just in general.
Hold on to. Like, in general, on my day to day? What's
tomorrow, all the physical things is gonna disappear.
Uh huh.
You can choose 5 things to hold on to.
Okay.
If you didn't hear that, Kelsey said tomorrow everything vanishes. I only have 5 things. All right. Jeez. Okay. Definitely a journal and a pen. That's fine. Okay. Wait. How am I gonna eat,
girl? I don't know.
Am I gonna eat? I'm thinking too deep.
Girl.
Food's still there.
It's just everything else just not there.
Okay. So I won't starve. Okay. Journal, pen, Bible, camera, and... jeez. And, I don't know what I would bring. I love music, though. Do I have unlimited source to an outlet?
Girl.
No, I'm not going to have my phone. I don't want my phone. Can I have an iPod shuffle?
Girl.
I just want music.
But the headphones.
Well, no one else is there to bother, so.
Girl.
I guess Apple Music.
We're going to stream it. You on your phone?
I need a Wi-Fi router.
Oh, no.
Okay, I'll just say it like very general. So. Pen, journal, Bible, camera, and music of some sort. Yeah. I think I'm good.
Oh, and why? Why?
Oh, why?
Why?
So I need a journal to process my thoughts, especially in this journey that I'm going to experience. Bible, of course, that's where I get all of my wisdom. And need to keep sane. And then music is a big part of my life. Keeps me afloat, and I love music. I think it'll help me in my I don't know where I'm going moment.
True.
Yeah. And I could always go back to nostalgic music. I could also, you know, I'll have a variety of music I can turn to. And I think music can definitely like change, you know, your mood and yeah. My turn.
Shit, I don't know. I'm like thinking like, okay, if I don't have like my electronics, that's a lot. Okay, definitely a pen and like a journal, a bullet journal, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want to say like maybe like a picture of my family.
All right. I'll remember them.
And then up here, yes. And then I want to say, like, just something of, like, memory of, like, Muk. I don't know what.
Wow.
I was, like, his either, like, a bracelet or, like, oh, one of our, like, whatever, relationship bracelets or, like, some of his, like, his cologne or something.
Aww.
And then, wait, how many is that? Oh, shoot.
Wait, so we're not seeing anyone?
Oh, I was, like, thinking, like, oh, we're gonna go. Everything's disappearing. I don't know.
Let's assume that we're in a group, and we have to take 5 stuff.
Oh, yeah. So, like, we're traveling
oh,
somewhere?
Oh, yeah, maybe Mike will be there. I would hope. Oh,
man. Okay, so, fine, Mike's there. Okay, so, pen, journal, and then picture of family, and then chapstick. Because I always
think wow, that's so specific.
It lasts a really long time. Right? Yeah, you never know.
That's funny.
And a hair tie.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like thinking like, oh wait, maybe not a hair tie, maybe my wallet. No, I don't know. Not my
Is
wallet.
There stores where we're going?
Oh yes. Are there this. Stores, Kels? No. Oh shit. Then okay. My wallet is not.
Yeah. Dang, we're going down to just a hair tie that counts as one item.
Bruh. Jeez. I should have said a pack of hair ties.
Yeah.
Dang it. Okay, wait. Okay, my final. Okay.
I love how your hair is your concern when we're going to literally nowhere.
Yeah, I gotta get it out of my face. Okay, wait. So yeah, pen, bullet journal, picture family, chapstick, and a hair tie. Okay. Yeah, definitely the bullet journal and the pen, like nostalgic, and then writing your thoughts down. Mm-hmm. And then like a picture of my family, just like a reminder for me, like personally, knowing that, well, I make it sound like we're going so far, we're like, oh, we're never gonna see them again, but like a good sure. reminder, like again thinking about good memories.
Yeah.
I guess like some type of motivation or wherever I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
And then chapstick, because your girl's lips get chapped all the time. Sure. Those last a long time. Like,
yeah.
I'm super surprised. I think I only finished like 2-3 chapsticks before.
Jeez.
So that it lasts. And then of course a hair tie.
It's so funny because like we never mentioned like laptop. We never mentioned like something to do work on. Like
mm-hmm.
we would just, those things suddenly don't matter anymore.
Yeah.
And we would just think about those. And that's interesting. Like we could also carry that in our day. Like, do you need all of that in your life? You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. do you need to carry all of that in your bag or need to accumulate all that stuff in your room? Like, it gets you thinking, like, what if tomorrow was our last day and we were asked to only bring 5 items with us? Oh my gosh. So.
Yeah, because it's
a good question.
Yeah, essentially, like, all the electronics, they have to, like, recharge.
Mm-hmm.
So then, like, if you're bringing all those things, they add up, mm-hmm. like, a charger and then the charger, 2-3 chargers for, like, all your personal items. So, mm-hmm. and then what if there's, like, no outlet?
Yeah.
You rely on, like, electricity too much and just, like, what am I gonna do?
I know.
So
even like yeah. the value of it, like of an iPad, right? Like I would love to bring my iPad because all of my to-do list is on there. Mm-hmm. But like then again, like even if it's like the most updated phone, it suddenly loses its value when you're in a circumstance like that. Like
exactly,
it does not matter anymore.
So. It kind of just shows like
well, it's like
well, toss the camera, toss all this equipment. We don't need it anymore. Just talk to the wall.
Yeah. But that's a fun question and a deep one.
Yeah, wow. it kind of shows value on how much like mm-hmm. we rely on either entertainment for ourselves yeah. in a certain circumstance.
I learned that I take hair ties for granted because there'll be days I don't have one, no one has one. I'm like, bruh,
yeah.
The fairy will have one. You should know that.
I'm like, hey. Oh, I'm using mine right now.
Okay.
This one says, what would you hope would be said in your eulogy? Like when you pass and then like I don't like this question. I don't know. I mean, I'm not dying yet. So I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding. I'm hoping like I mean the simple things like she was a nice person or like she was like talking about how we made some type of impact to our friends and the people around us. I mean, for me, it's definitely like talking about creative endeavors and like mm-hmm. what or whatever creativity, if I'm even doing that before I die.
Mm.
Like remembering, hoping we've made like a good impact towards a community that we want to serve.
Mm-hmm.
And people sorry.
Knock on wood, we're not dying today.
yeah, who chose this card? It's like, no. But yeah, definitely being remembered as someone who has impacted their community as much as they wanted to and leaving leaving a mark.
Yeah.
Make your mark on the world. And just being a good person to everybody. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
How about you?
I never want to think about that. Girl, I don't want to think about this. But Girl. But it's a good question to ask, because I think especially young people, we don't think about death as much as, you know, an older person would, who's closer to the ages of, their life soon ending, because we feel like and it's true too, but we do have a lot of ahead of us, but it's also uncertain that we do. And so that's why we don't think about it much. We have so much pressures and expectations at this time of our years, especially in our 20s. So we don't really have time to think about death, but I always believe that it's important to start, and not to say that you're like ecstatic to die or anything, but like you have a healthy relationship with the acceptance of knowing that we all die at the end of the day, and that motivates you to be like, okay, what am I doing today to make sure that I'm living the best life I can possible. But actually, it's so weird, because I was thinking about the other day.
What?
Yeah, not in a bad way, but like, when for me personally, like, there's just so much going on, and we all have our own set of personal problems, and, you know, meeting certain deadlines and bills and all of this stuff that your 20s and life throws at you. But I told this to Bailey on our way back from California, because we were kind of like in our feels having to think about the realities of coming back to home. But I said, you know, even when I come back home and I still have the same bills I have to pay, I still have, you know, certain things that I would have to accept and deal with in my personal life, I'm so grateful that I'll come home to people who love me. And so I think that's like I think that's the best thing about that. That's the type of impact I hope to have on people. And the only thing I would want really on my eulogy to for people to experience my best and helping them and serving them in any way I can. I think my life is all about how can I be of service to someone, like even in just being present with someone or helping them move, or, you know, just little things like that, I think is really important. So I could care less about, you know, not to say that you shouldn't strive for your degree or you shouldn't strive for all these great big things. But at the end of the day, that doesn't go with you, you know. Like the Egyptians, they thought they buried, you know, the pharaoh with all of these
gifts
and stuff,
like that
it would go with them. But I don't think that's the case. I think what lasts, your body will pass away and disintegrate, but people remember you. And those are memories, and those things are not always tangible. Those are things that they will remember. And so I hope people remember me in that way, and I don't want it to be sad, even though it is sad for losing someone, but I want it to be a celebration of life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want people like mourning me for very long. Like I hope that they continue whatever I have left with them, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, that's what I think. Oh, hi, Mom.
Hello.
So, yeah, I think
I like that.
Yeah.
Like a good, like what you said, like a motivation for.
Sorry.
No, you're good. Like motivation that you want others to, like, strive, just like how we did with our lives.
Yeah.
I think. No, I mean, like, yeah, because we can mourn and things like that, but people will think like, oh, this is what Pauline would, she wouldn't want us to like mourn so much,
because
she wants us to strive and say things like that. I mean, I hope people say that about me.
No, it's true. And I think about it too, like, you know, no one's perfect, but like I'm super grateful to have the people that I have, because I've been to a funeral where no one spoke about them.
Oh.
That's sad.
What?
Not even family.
Oh.
And you know when they're like, does anyone want to share anything, say anything? But yeah, no one did, and I hope to not.
Oh my gosh. Sorry.
I hope to not go through that.
Bro, yeah. What the heck?
be okay. You should wait out the store.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. But yeah, I think it's important. So, you know, if you're someone who's uncomfortable talking about the reality of death, obviously we're not forcing you to confront it, but eventually I personally encourage you to. And that could be just from, I always encourage people to work or help elderly people sometime in their life, because that gives you a great perspective of your own life, and you get to learn from them, you gain wisdom from them. And these are people that are like not afraid of dying anymore, because they've lived such a full life, you know. And we're here young thinking we haven't like done much, but we should be grateful for the things we have experienced in the time that we have now. You know, I don't want to have to think about that. I have to be old to experience everything, and yeah, I'll be good. Like, it could be, you could be grateful now. So, yeah.
Mm. I mean, I like where we are right now.
Aww, like, me too.
I think there was a time where I was like thinking like, okay, if I die, I die. I'm ready. I think because I kind of fulfilled like what I kind of wanted to do. Like, I'm starting it, so I'm like,
yeah.
I mean, if the time comes, it's like, mm-hmm, I can't be mad at myself that I didn't do what I wanted to do.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, you don't want to reach a point where you're old and then you regret not doing anything.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I think I'm living a pretty full, colorful life, which I'm grateful for.
Yeah.
Same. All right. Last question. What's at the top of your bucket list, and how will you make that happen?
I don't have a bucket list. I'm too busy.
Dude. That's crazy, because I used to like really have bucket lists, but now it's like there's so many things that happen in between that it's like you don't think about it as much. And if it comes, it comes. And you know what I mean? But if you were to think about that. I think number one at the top.
Dude, I don't know.
There's a lot of things I want to do. I think the top of my bucket list would be, at this moment, I feel like it changes when you get older. I think your priorities change. I think you change. So I think, you know, within the next years, hopefully, I would want to, I have two. Okay, I want either a coffee shop, my own coffee shop, and that doesn't have to be here in the U.S., it could be whatever, in the Philippines, but wherever I decide to invest in the future, I hope to be in a place where I am able to invest in something like that. The second one is go to Switzerland, and one for personal, but also my mom's always wanted to go to Switzerland, and it's always been a thing where, like, and of course, I hope she comes with me, but she's done so much for me. And I feel like every time I travel, it kind of, I guess, like, makes up for the time she should have traveled. So I wanna make that for her, make that possible for her. So I think that's on my bucket list.
Dude,
I used to be other stuff before, but I don't really care for it anymore.
Girl, I don't think I've ever made a bucket list before.
That's so shocking to me, because you're like the queen of lists and planning and writing.
Oh, well, now, you know, I don't know. I mean, obviously one of them is, obviously, like, one, go to Korea, but that's like it can't happen. And then the other one is like learning a second language, like, fluently, like, Korean.
There's different like different goals,
so, or at least like learn how to, definitely Korean. I just want to learn like another language so then I can speak fluently in it. I guess that's a bucket list, right?
No, it is. Yeah, like I said, like, we, our priorities change, you know, we change. Something as it is, I don't want to say that learning a language is small compared to doing a different thing, like have your own business. Like, I'm not saying that at all. Like, everyone's level or perspective on success is different. Like, I also want to get better at singing. Like, I want to eventually have, like, a vocal teacher one day. And I know that I've been singing for a while, but that's just one of those things that I don't necessarily have to tell anyone or that I don't have to, like, show anyone. It's just, like, for my own personal thing. Like, I want to just learn how to sing better, you know, and see my potential. So it's just, like, that's a level of success and definitely a bucket list worthy thing. So, all right, guys. So that is the end of today's episode. I think that was so great. It was a great, just a natural flow episode and being able to catch up with one another. My brother is in the back.
Why you make that face, bro?
Cooking a storm. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed that. And if you haven't already, and you would like to check out Best Self, they have some great products, conversational cards, journals, prompts, all of that, which we are... They're the only affiliates that we do have because I strongly believe in them, and also I am an avid supporter of them. So you should definitely check them out. And yeah, if you enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to like, subscribe, or this is on YouTube and also on every podcast platform. If you have any friends that you think would get some value from what we talk about, yeah, just please share it with them, your shares and your reviews, and just hearing your feedback definitely helps us out. And I meant to say this earlier, but I was just thinking about it earlier. I'm so grateful for this platform. I think that's one of the things that, not that I haven't taken it, you know, for granted, but when you are busy and you go get stuck in the kind of the cycles and the rhythms of everything, it's not until when you step away where you really, really, truly appreciate, you know, and value the things that you have. And so my podcast is definitely one of those things that I really wrote down and journaled all throughout my my trip away. But yeah, I hope that I want to strive not to just be grateful when I'm like miles away, but be able to be grateful, you know, wherever we are in life. So, yeah. And I don't know if there's anything else. Stay tuned for all our email updates, so you know where our next reflect with us. It's TBD on what events we have for the rest of the year. We're still waiting for a few things. Things are pending. Things are a bit uncertain right now. But the things that do stay are our podcast and connecting with you guys on social media. But in terms of in-person stuff, as of right now, we want to stick with just the monthly stuff of the Reflect with Us. So, yeah. Is there anything else? Follow us on social media.
Oh, if you guys like our podcast, come support.
Oh yeah.
Our monthly subscription. It's always in our bio.
Yes.
And what else? It's like $5. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, well, there's a different tiers. I think it's like 99¢ a month to something. So it's completely up to you. But also, I mean, previously I would accept people sending funds to us, just buying us coffee or whatever from our past events, and donations through Venmo. But I am in the process of creating a more formal way of doing that. I will explain everything in the future. Not right now, but there will be a formal place where you're able to help fund. If you believe in Positive and Ponder, their mission, our vision, and you'd like to see more events, you'd like to support what we're doing, you'll be able to do that in the near future. And it will be in a way where you are able to get it tax deducted. So that's a more formal legal way for you to, just putting it out there. But also because you guys support us, we want to be able to give you guys the best content, the best intentional events, and just want to stay connected with you guys, mm-hmm. because we live just as normal as any other person.
Yes, sir.
You know, working full time, still trying to figure out what we want to do in the future, still testing things out, but you know, we always are humbled and grateful to be able to have a platform to make space for those who are also going through the same things, and knowing that you're not just defined to do one thing, but we're able to talk about this, we're able to have game nights, we're able to, you know, do so much. I think I really enjoy how this podcast has been very fluid, and it's not always about, you know, deep talks, but can have some casual stuff too. So yeah, and we had a lot of great feedback I guess about game night, so we're gonna have to figure out when we're gonna do that again.
Let us know what we should do.
Maybe we should get some new people too. People you haven't seen in a while, new perspective.
Definitely
more chaos.
Lord, but you know, shout out to the people that tell us that they listen to our podcast, because that's crazy.
That's still
crazy.
When people
tell us, I'm like, you listen to us?
I know.
But like, we talk about good stuff, so can't really blame them.
I know. And it's crazy too, because you know, because we are such an intentional place, like we could have went super hard on, and I'm super grateful for how Mary's has helped me in social media, but like we could have done like reaching out to companies to advertise them, to do all of this and that a lot of podcasts have been doing to create some income, but like, I don't know, we're just not that, you know. And to know that you guys genuinely support us, you know what I mean, that means a lot, especially when we meet you in person. And you offered to help us. That means so much to us. So, So thank you.
Thank you. We love it when people tell us, because it's a motivator for us. I mean, we enjoy it even if there isn't a large following.
Yeah.
So it's definitely genuine feelings. Mm-hmm. Nothing towards like nothing financially.
Yeah.
More of like our passions.
Yeah.
It's more passion driven. Yeah.
Absolutely. And it keeps us going in our personal lives too, and and it also creates a path for other people too, like, and to give them, you know, an opportunity to grow in their own individual walk too. So it's awesome.
Get involved, join the email list, follow on Instagram. Support.
Don't be shy.
We're normal people. We're just talking to a mic. We love everybody that listens.
We're super grateful. So thank you guys so much. We'll see you in the next one, whenever that will be, but we know you guys are there, so thank you for your patience. We'll see you in the next one. Don't forget, guys, to always love, to always be curious, and to always ponder.
Bye. Oh girl,
keep that.